Please welcome MLB insider, Mr. John Heyman. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Listen, if you don't follow John on Twitter, you should, because yesterday you sent the place off the map, specifically here in the city of Toronto, with the Jose Bautista news that he was indeed talking with the Toronto Blue Jays again. Where, first of all, what happened yesterday with Jose Bautista? How did this whole thing come around, and what do you know about where he's at and where the Blue Jays are at?
Yeah, well, I know that they met with the representative for Jose Bautista. Took late last night. It was somebody involved in that, and they kind of played it down and tried to suggest that it was mostly about Chris Iannetta, which I think Toronto is interested in bringing in a backup catcher for Russell Martin. But as far as we know at this point, they've just had a meeting. It's just a consideration. I don't know how strong a consideration. It surprised me. I thought that ship had sailed. But a lot of things change in a market. You never know where the market's going. Who thought that the closers would be worth, you know, $80, $90 million? And they will be when we see. And the sluggers would, for the most part, have trouble finding work, at least early.
And, which is indeed the case, and we'll get to that market, which has shifted or evaporated, and I think teams are being a lot smarter when it comes to that position due to the abundance on the market. But the Bautista thing's interesting. Was it Bautista's people that approached the Blue Jays, or did the Blue Jays once again reengage with Bautista?
I'm not sure, but I do think that the Blue Jays are scrambling a little bit to try to figure out what to do about the outfield situation. I think they're a little bit frustrated with the Fowler situation. That's the guy they really targeted, left-handed hitter, real good defender, obviously coming off a good year, had that .393 on base percentage last year. For now, they're being told that Fowler's going to get more money somewhere else. So they clearly are looking around to try to figure out what to do about another outfielder or hitter. So it should be interesting to see what they come up with.
So where does that leave Jose Bautista then as far as value? Because you've watched a very significant shift with guys that can, you know, if his age, anything to do with the 30, any guys that hit big home runs. And, you know, you've watched people kind of patchwork as opposed to give out big long-term contracts, and I know Jose was expecting his, but what is his value at? What do you think he's going to get? Is it going to be a two-year deal? Is it a one-year deal, or is it really tough to decide?
It could be anything at this point. We don't know. Someone may step up and give him a three-year deal. I wouldn't rule that out at this point. We will see. That qualifying offer seems to be a big deal. Obviously, he was injured a lot last year. Nothing serious. But, I mean, this is a great player, obviously, as you guys know. Really helped, along with Encarnacion and the others, energize your city. And, I mean, the Blue Jays drew more than anybody last year, and part of that, excuse me, are those two guys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not ruling anything out at this point. It's early in the game, but, you know, it's just his timing just wasn't good. Obviously, if he had been a free agent the year before, he might have gotten that $150 million or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, it's an unbelievable shift when it comes to Jose Bautista, for sure. John Heyman, our guest, MLB insider for the MLB Network, in today's Knuckleball. John, briefly, though, in the capacity with which we've heard the Bautista rumors, one of the ones that you talked about yesterday was his meeting with the Baltimore Orioles, and rumors that, well, his agent was saying they're meeting with the Orioles, but the Orioles basically said, hey, from what I understand from you, listen, our fan base doesn't like you, so we can't sell your jerseys. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think there was probably several factors there. You know, that was one of the factors, but they're honest. And, you know, obviously Bautista, you know, is not loved by the opposing teams, or at least the opposing fans. You know, he's, you know, does the bat flip, and he's quite demonstrative, and I don't think that's a shock. But, you know, there's a money factor there with the Orioles, too. Their budget isn't really crazy high. So, you know, there are a lot of factors involved in that. Not the perfect fit either. They're kind of looking for a younger, real good defensive type player. not that Bautista is not a decent defender, but at this stage, you know, I think they're looking more at Brett Gardner, defender type guy who, with a lower contract. But yes, that they did tell him also that our fans probably wouldn't love it if they got Jose Bautista.
How much is his? We were talking about this morning. How much does Jose's reputation around the league affecting his ability to sign with a team?
I just think there are just so many factors. Trumbo doesn't have a job right now. It seems to have more interest, but Encarnacion still looking. It just seems right now, and look, Chris Carter was basically released by the Brewers, so it seems like the Sluggers are having trouble this year. I think that the market has recalibrated. I think it's now a focus on the closers. I think teams are overdoing it. Great one-inning pitcher is worth $80, $90 million, and guys who can hit 40 home runs, they get released. So, I think that that's the bigger issue than anything. Obviously, Bautista is a demonstrative guy, but I think he's a guy who is just an incredible competitor, and there's a lot of positive to be said for him as well. So I think that would be silly if there was a factor.
John, obviously we want to know maybe some closure on the Edwin Encarnacion front. What's the latest on him, and what are some of the teams that are seriously looking at Edwin?
Well, right now we've only heard the Indians, Rockies. I think there are a lot of teams that are trying to bottom fish and come up with something. I think it may actually be early in the game. And at this point, I mean, we thought he was going to be a quick sign. Didn't turn out to be that. So we'll see who's actually really trying and who's just trying to get a sweet deal. But right now what we've heard of the Indians, which they have more money now because of the World Series and a new minority owner, so not ruled out entirely. But it just would still seem like a stretch that the Indians could come up with the money for Encarnacion.